yourself for invasion. This is Indie Invasion.
Welcome to Twisted Tales. Tales set in the world of Twisted, a steampunk skirmish game by Demented Games. This is Eric Kerr from Indie Invasion. Today's tale, The Beginning, written by Peter Overton and read by our very own Mac.
The Beginning. This is it. Bill Sykes glanced at Fagin menacingly, hefting his cudgel with the implicit menace of a painful reproach. Yes, Bill, my darling, this is the device. The engine node, if you will. The decrepit pickpocket crept back a pace, just beyond Bill's reach. The book I pilfered says it has great power. Imagine what we can do with such power, Bill. Just imagine. Behind Fagin, Oliver, Dodger, the lads chattered excitedly, keen to explore the uncharted tunnels they had passed on the way. Beside them, Nancy, as ever, kept a solicitous eye on Oliver. The lad was delicate, without the stomach for Fagin's shady endeavors, let alone the more visceral work in which Bill delighted. But how does it work, you old fool? Fagin's small manipulator arms twitched nervously. The mechanical harness had been very handy. The arms were stronger, faster than his own, responding deftly to his slightest thought. He was almost the skillful cut purse he'd been in his youth. When he'd found the harness and the tome, he somehow knew his life would never be the same. And now he hoped desperately that he'd read the instructions properly, and that the change would be for the better. It's this knob here, Bill. Fagin indicated a large filigree dial surrounded by intricate markings. I'm sure it's just a matter of getting a good head of steam up on and having a fiddle. If this doesn't work, Fagin, I'll be giving you a bloody good fiddle. Bill moved closer to the node, peering suspiciously at its arcane markings. At a nod from Fagin, Dodger moved to the boiler and shut the furnace door. He released the main valve, and a steady, rising note emanated from the assembler. The room started rattling as pipes and valves began opening and closing. With a hiss and a sputter, a small green light blinked to life on what Fagin took to be the main control panel. The old man approached the machine and for a chilling moment had the feeling that the contraption was watching them. It's just a machine, he told himself, but he couldn't shake the uneasy sense of silent vigilance. With a hand that shook a little more than the pickpocket was accustomed to, Fagin reached for the dial he hoped was the control. God, let me be right, he thought. Bill will have me eyed if I'm wrong. But before he could touch the control, his mechanical arms took on a life of their own, turning dials and pushing buttons faster than Fagin could follow. The chamber filled with an indescribable noise as the node seemed to grow and fill the room, and yet simultaneously, somehow, remained precisely the size it had started. Fagin staggered back, diving behind a brickwork bastion as rays streamed from hidden portals around the chamber, great slashes of piercing light cutting through the shadows. Abruptly, silence. And darkness returned to the room, broken only by a sputtering lantern Dodger had dropped in the chaos. Fagin tentatively emerged from his hiding place, stepping over his fallen lads to recover the lamp. He held it up and surveyed the room. the narrow yellow beam falling on a familiar face, that of young Oliver. "You're alive, me boy. Thank heavens," Fagin exclaimed. But the words died in his mouth as his relief turned to horror. What had once been Oliver, meek, delicate Oliver, reared itself up on two huge arms, roaring an inhuman cry. The mild young boy had been transfigured, transformed into a misshapen terror which now stormed towards Fagin with murderous rage. The old man stumbled backwards, madly scrambling over the wet stone. He noticed, almost idly, that one of his manipulator arms waved a hitherto unknown knife at the thundering Oliver, almost of its own volition. But Fagin had no time to muse over whence the knife had come, as the berserk monstrosity leaped, smashing aside stone and iron pipework in its fury. Just as he closed his eyes, expecting a swift, bloody demise, there came a great shout. A monstrous cudgel crashed into Oliver's chest, knocking him into the far wall. "He's not dying, lest I kill him," hissed Bill, his voice lower, even more diabolical than it had been before. He stalked across the chamber in two great strides on what appeared to be metal hoofed legs. Bill had been dangerous before. Now, he looked like an incarnation of the devil himself. Fagin knew something had gone wrong. Terribly wrong. All around Fagin, the lads were recovering from the blast, but they were different. Somehow, twisted. Nancy, Fagin thought. Nancy will know what to do. His old eyes found her form slowly rising from a darkened recess. A metallic tentacle made a chilling sound as it rasped in a gentle, almost loving caress across a fallen lad's face. But only cold emanated from the shadows. Fagin's eyes widened in fear as her sinister new form was revealed by the lantern's light. Nancy.
Thanks, guys, for listening to today's tales. You can find our Indie Invasion podcast on all podcast platforms, including Podbean, Google, and iTunes. And please visit us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and if you can, support us on Patreon/IndieInvasion. And feel free to email us with any questions or comments at indieinvasion@gmail.com. And remember, guys, don't forget to prepare yourself for the invasion.